有人说，人最怕的就是站在公众的地方讲话。
Someone says it's the scariest thing is to speak in public.
所以今天你知道最勇敢的是谁
？So today, do you know who's the who's the one that is most afraid?
就是翻译。
It's me.
我觉得翻译是很不容易的，因为我还可以准备讲稿，他是没有。
Because it's very hard for the interpreter to interpret because I have no
scripts.
好，我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，感谢你，你把我们聚在一起，就是来聆听你的教训跟话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for get us together to listen to your words.
你来是要让我们得自由，得释放。
You came to free us.
你知道，你所颁下的十诫已经律法已经被他们弄到捆绑我们。
You know, some of your Ten Commandments have bound us.
他们把你的美意变成了一个很痛苦的一个枷锁。
Some people made it a burden for us.
他们把一个你好的一个美意，然后弄成了去套牢人家的一个律法。
The law has become a burden to us.
所以你会裁判你的儿子基督耶稣到世上来。
That's why you send your own son Jesus Christ to the earth.
为的是要拯救我们，使我们得释放。
In order to save us and free us.
同样，我们来教会也是来欣赏道理，来看你的荣美，来敬拜你。
In the same way, we came to the church to admire your glory.
让我们能够彼此相爱。
Let us love one another.
彼此相爱就是见证有神的唯一的一件事情。
When we love one another, we bear testimony for the Lord.
求你在这一个短短的这一个，即彼得在公会的这一件事情，来让我们学习到如何来面对这个困难。
Help us to learn how to face challenge through Peter.
我们将以下的时间供应在主你的手里。
May you bless our time.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我中学的时候，大概是我人生中最坏的一段时间。
I still remember my time in middle school is the hardest time for me.
因为父亲早死，所以没人管我，我又是家里面最后一个。
Because I'm the youngest son in the family, and my father died at a young age.
而且台湾那一年我是在初中跟国中的交界处。
I was in between middle school and high school.
那个就是说，我读了四年已经留级了，然后我非毕业不可，因为没有我的课本已经下面的课本已经是变新的。
I have to graduate at the time.
所以我几乎都跟当地的帮派在那边混。
So I associate with some bad guys at that time.
你知道帮派讲的就是胆子跟义气。
You know, the bad guys really care about your guts.
所以我看到很多帮派里面的人，每次都是很大声、很有胆。
Some of them are very brave.
后来有一次，我跟着一个平常讲话很大声的人，跟着他去打架。
I fight with a guy who speaks very loud.
然后我们去追人的时候，当然我跑最后面。
When we chased the opponents, I'm the last one.
他拿着家伙，当然就是很凶的，一直追那个。
He was chasing that guy.
后来我看他快追到了，又放慢。
Later, I thought when he almost chased up that guy, he slowed down.
然后没多久，他就跑到巷子里去了。
And later, he went to a small street.
然后回来，他跟大家讲说他追丢了。
When he came back, he said he lost that man.
从此我再也不跟他。
From then on, I won't play with him again.
所以我经常在圣经里面看这一些人性。
So I I see human characters through Bible.
我是比较这个神性的部门，就让这个牧师去讲。
So our pastor will talk about the
spiritual part. 所以我觉得彼得就是像我看的那一个朋友一样。
I think Peter is a is just like the person, like the friends I played before.
上礼拜当然牧师讲了那个医好瘸腿的那一个瘸子。
Last Sunday, our pastor mentioned Peter that Peter healed a man lame from birth.
先讲一下上一次哈，彼得跟约翰他们是到圣殿里面去祷告。
Peter and John went to the temple to for prayer.
他们敬虔的人一天七次，一般的人是一天三次。
They prayed seven times a day, and the normal believer will pray three times a day.
所以他们去的时间大概是下午三点多。
So they went to the temple around 3 p.m.
第一次彼得有胆识，他在门口竟然敢当着大众，发生这个奇迹啊。
The first brave thing Peter did is he performed a miracle at the beautiful gate.
假如是你我的话，你看你敢不敢
？If we were there, do you can you play that? Can you perform that?
对，因为那个是我们中国人讲赌博，是一翻两瞪眼，对不对？活的死的就在那一刹那决定了，
成功失败。Moment.
对，所以我说第一次他很有胆识在那个时候。
So the first, that's the first time he has guts.
今天主要要谈到第二次有胆识在这个公会的大神里面。
The second time Peter was very brave was when he was in the Sanhedrin.
所以他发生这个奇迹以后，他当然就是闯祸了啊，这个祸闯得很大。
He got into trouble after the miracle.
所以比使徒行传的第四章第一节开始讲说，使徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司们和守殿官并撒都该人忽然来了。
So, in Acts chapter 4, verse 1, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people.
其实不是忽然哈，他们这些人刚刚没多久才把耶稣基督给钉死了，是同一批人哦。
They were the same people who crucified Jesus.
他们以为这个事情大概结束了，没想到这一群他的门徒又在里面捣乱。
They saw they had accomplished something, but they didn't expect Jesus' follower came with some bad news.
当然了，耶稣基督这时候已经，耶稣已经那个复活升天了。
At that time, Jesus was already raised from the dead.
只剩下这些门徒们啊，其实是比较好对付的。
There were only the disciples of Jesus. They thought it was very easy.
你假如只是传的话还不严重，最主要是那个瘸子真的是可以起来行走。
Just proclaiming Jesus' resurrection is not very scary, but the lame beggar can walk right now.
我们经常听人家做见证都有奇迹，对不对？
We heard of a lot of miracles before.
假如奇迹不发生在你身上，你信吗？
If the miracle didn't happen on you, do you believe it?
这些门徒们，他们为什么这么样子的笃定啊，这么有信心
？Why did this disciple have such confidence?
很简单，彼得分为两种人，在圣灵充满的，在五旬节的前面，彼得就是我说的那个胆小鬼跟纸老虎。
Before the Pentecost, Peter was a paper tiger or a scarecrow.
然后五旬节以后，圣灵充满的时候，彼得开始刚强壮胆。
After the Pentecost, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was a brave man.
以前有个牧师说，假如那些人没有看到耶稣复活，他们还会继续传吗？
I heard before a pastor said if the disciples didn't see that Jesus was raised from death, will they proclaim the gospel?
不但耶稣复活，而且这个奇迹还要真正的你自己亲身去看到、去体会到。
Not only did Jesus was raised from the dead, they experienced the miracle themselves.
然后今天不只讲而已，今天还有一个瘸子，而且那个瘸子是四十多岁，以当时来讲年纪还蛮大。
And and today the there was a lame beggar. He was in his 40s.
而且这一个人是他们所认识的，因为在门口嘛，每天进进出出那几个人，你大概都会认识。
And this man was someone they know for a long time.
所以像我们在downtown做生意久了，downtown有多少个 homeless， 大概一看就知道了。
Just like we did a business in downtown, and we know how many beggars there were.
当然，他们不是突然来的，他们是在里面已经酝酿了很久了，决定趁着大家都在的时候抓他们下他们。
And these people have well discussed the issues, and they were planned to arrest Peter and John in public and to scare them.
而且你们记得在五旬节的时候，多少人他们说别国的话来，有多少人信主？
Do you still remember how many people that they can speak in tongues of many nations?
那一次就有三千人信主。
There were 3,000 people came to faith in Jesus.
然后这一次在美门口竟然有五千人信主，更多。
And this time there were 5,000 more came to faith.
所以这个还是他上面还讲说是光男丁的数目，可见得其他的人还更多。
And this number only included the men, not the women and the children.
当然，这个他就下手拿住他们，因为把他抓了，天已经晚了，就把他们关到第二天。
Because that was already evening, so they put them in custody until the next day.
因为当时有规定，晚上是不能审讯犯人的。
Because there was a rule at that time not to interrogate people at night.
可是他们也经常破坏规矩，因为他们审讯耶稣的时候可没这个规矩。
But they had broken that rule before when they questioned Jesus at night.
我第一次看到这个相片，牧师经常叫我找一些相片，所以我每次看到相片，我自己都会有一些想法。
Every time when I saw some pictures, I have my own thoughts upon the picture.
这个叫羊鹿虎群呢。
Just like lamb
went into
a brood of tigers.
而且你要想到，这是很不对等的哦。对方是有权力、有知识的人，然后那个彼得，其实还有约翰，还有一个瘸子，他们是属于乡下的，没文化。
Peter, John, and the lame beggar, they were countrymen and educated, but they were facing some people They were facing some very influential people.
我想到以前要见到紫禁城见皇帝，光走那个台阶大概脚都软了。
That makes me think of the people went to facing the emperor of China.
所以他们这个当时他们就在想说，借着这个大阵仗把它吓一吓，大概就这个事情就会结束。
They thought they can scare them through this big trial.
好，今天我主要来讲什么？讲这一些人是什么人？我们在《四福音》跟《使徒行传》都会看到这几个名词。
Today we will talk a little bit more about these peoples. We saw these words in the four Gospels and Acts.
首先，这是一个公会。
First, this is a Sanhedrin.
公会就是宗教法庭。
It's a religious court.
当时犹太人最高的法院。
It's the supreme court of the Jewish people.
但是在罗马行政区里面，它却是一个最低的一个法院。
But it is the lowest judicial organ in the Roman administrative system.
然后这一个法院，这一个公会是在那个圣殿的旁边而已。
Was beside the temple, holy temple.
然后里面有四种人。
There were mainly four groups of people in there.
所以第二天他们把他关了一个晚上，第二天开始就公审，就是准备来审判这个彼得。
They put them in custody until the next day. So the next day they held a trial for Peter and John.
所以把知识分子权力最高的大概都集中在一起。
So some very influential people were gathered there.
第二天官府长老和文士在耶路撒冷聚会，又有大祭司亚纳和盖亚法、约翰、亚历山大，并大祭司的亲族都在那里。
The next day,
四章五节跟第六节。Okay.
的 next day, there were rulers and elders and scribes. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Theophas, John, Alexander, and the others of the high priest family.
在这边很抱歉啊，我的讲稿仅供参考。
My scripts were just for reference.
那个珊珊她习惯于像牧师那一种很有规矩的讲稿。
I'm familiar with the style of our pastor Paul.
所以第一个讲到啊，公会大审的时候，当然第一个讲到最多人的啊，就是公会里面的人物。你们看啊，这个，你们要看这一个，这一个前面有个胸牌的，就是大祭司，祭司级的。
This person was a priest. Was a priest.
看图片是很有趣的。
It's very interesting to look at a picture.
然后你看，这个是什么
？Scribe.
Can you guess what?
文士。
文士。
This one is the scribes.
这个都是立位记里面，他们要把经文带在脑袋上，绑在手上，让你觉得他很虔诚。
They bring with them the scriptures with.
然后第三个。
The third person is.
你只要看到这个一条一条的啊。
When you saw the scripts on.
跟法利赛人哈脱不了关系，他们就是老师、教师。
Teacher.
He is a Pharisee.
那当然，后面这个大概就是警卫啦、守殿官啦里面那一些人。
The last person was the temple guard.
中间这个。
Okay.
这一个，也可能是撒都该人或是那个法利赛人。
The person in the middle, in the center, might be a Sadducee.
Oh, this is their central position.
So you will see these people frequently.
They are also the same people who crucified
Jesus. And they were the same people who crucified Jesus.
其中他有讲到这个亚纳跟该亚法。跟约翰、亚历山大、啊、他们是一群什么人呢？
They mentioned Annas, Theophas, John, and Alexander. What kind of people are they?
他们就是大祭司的一家人。
They were the family of the high priest.
所以那个圣殿是你们说什么？夫妻老婆殿。
So the temple is just like their family business.
所以他们这个一家这个，亚纳是，主后六年到十五年，他当大祭司，后来传给他的女婿该亚法，然后那个约翰大概是孙子，就是他们一家人。
Annas was a high priest during 6 to 15, okay. Then his son, Cephas, was the high priest after him. Then his grandson, John, was the high priest then.
他们，我们可以把它称作是宗教的权威了。
They were the center of the religious authority.
那他的特征是什么？
What kind of characters do they have?
服装的特征就是，他这个帽子是固定的，是成型的。
He has a pre-shaped hat.
然后他中间一定有十二个支派的胸牌。
Oh, okay. he have this special thing in front of his chest, which represent the 12 tribes.
然后裙摆底下有一排的小铃铛。
There were bells sewn on the hem of their robe.
因为他们进入了至圣所的时候，在里面，假如万一被耶和华击杀的话，他们听不到声音，就拿线把它拖出来。
That was in case that when they went into the most holy place, if they were struck down by the Lord, the people outside will pull them out through the string.
所以他走路要很慢，很小心。
So they walk very slowly.
还有一个特征就是，他一定是赤着脚，光脚。
Another thing is that they prefer their to be barefoot.
因为那个利未记里面没有讲到那个有鞋子，所以他们光脚是适合的。
Because there is no description about their shoes, so they probably perform their duty barefoot.
然后讲到历史，最早是祭司从哪里开始？祭司就是家里面的男性的父亲，就是家里的一家之主。
In the early age, priest was usually the master of the household, like the father.
像亚伯拉罕啊，雅各啊，他们就是祭司。
Like Abraham and Jacob, they were priests themselves.
然后一直到哪里？一直到亚伦，就是摩西的哥哥啊。
Until the time when Aaron, Moses' brother,
他陪摩西一起上西乃山的时候，摩西叫他在半山腰等他。
When Aaron went with Moses to the mountainside of Sinai, Moses asked him to wait for him on the mountainside.
然后从此开始，亚伦就开始做祭司。
After that, Aaron was a priest.
然后做祭司的人一定要什么？相貌端正，五官端正。
The priest must have a proper physical appearance and have no blemish.
然后不能有钱财。
They don't possess a lot of wealth.
他们享受的就是人家奉献的十分之一。
They could have the tithes of Israelites for their inheritance.
他是不只做仪式，他还可以到处去讲一些这个律法上面的一些讲，整个是老师啊。
They were the teacher of the law.
他不但是老师，还是医生。
They were also doctors at that time.
那个年代哈，你身体干不干净、洁不洁净，都要经过祭司来鉴定。
At that time, if you are you should be examined by the priest to decide whether you are clean or healthy.
所以你知道祭司的权力有多大。
So you know, the priest have a lot of power and authority at that time.
他只要说你是麻风病，大概就是要被与世隔绝。
So if you were examined with leprosy, you should be separated from the people.
所以我简单的说，把它称作一个拥有宗教权柄的人。
So the priests are someone who possess religious authority.
我曾经去马来西亚，看到街上有人拿一个藤条站在那边，手放在后面。
When I went to Malaysia, I saw someone hold with a stick.
对，他那个他。我问那个马来西亚人说他是什么人。
I asked my friends, you know, what kind of person is this one?
他说他是宗教警察，专门管道德的。
They said he was a religious police.
只要女孩子没有戴头巾，或是男女牵手，他可以过去抽他们。
If they found someone some girls with going out without their scarf, or some boys and girls hold hands together, they can use the stick to strike them.
我说他怎么认得出来他是马来西亚人呢，或是新加坡人？
I'm curious that how he can tell who is the Malaysia or people from other country.
他说他们一眼就看出来，他们知道。
My friend said they just know.
所以这些人的法律权力很大，不只是偷抢，还包括你的道德，他都要管你。
So they have a lot of powers to
然后第二种人也是很重要的。
The second group of people is very important too.
就是我刚才讲的这个一条一条的， 这个穿着这个黑黑白的衣服。
I just mentioned these people wear clothes with straps.
哦，法利赛人也是法利赛人，我把它称作一种传统的权柄，他专门讲一些传统的东西。
The Pharisees represent the traditional authority.
我不晓得那个大陆国内到底有没有这种人，但是台湾我以前看过这种人。
I don't know if there were this kind of people in mainland China, but I saw someone in Taiwan.
我以前常为一些婚丧喜庆去拍照去做事情。
I shoot for some wedding ceremony and
no. 去帮他们照相。
To picture for them.
然后在那些活动里面，你会看到有一种人，他专门跟你讲这个要做，那个要做，不做的话，将来会诅咒你的子孙。
In those activities, someone will told you you should do this and do that. If you don't do that, you will be cursed, and your offspring will be cursed too.
所以你知道民间的习俗哈，多如牛毛。
So you know, a lot of trivial rules in the in our tradition.
那这种人不是来帮助你的，他是来给你压力，给你难过。
Those people were not helping you. They were just to put pressure on you.
每次你做很高兴的时候，他就会跟你讲小心这个，小心这个。
Every time when you were very happy, they told you to pay attention to this and pay attention to that.
简单说，我照相只要三个人，他就叫我不要照，那是奇数，不是偶数。
If I bring a group of three people, it was that it's not right to with the odd numbers of people. You should have.
后来我发觉，印度也有这种习惯，他们就拿一个 stuffed animal， 就是只要是奇数就拿这个出来一起叫。
Later I found out there was the same kind of tradition in India. If they found the number of people who were taking the picture was odd number, they just bring out a stuffed animal for a person.
所以法利赛人差不多就是这一种。
So the Pharisees were just like these kind of people.
他最早是哈，所以耶稣曾经说什么呢？在马太福音曾经讲过，要防止法利赛人的笑跟西律的笑。
Therefore, Jesus said that watch out the east of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
因为从小他们的受教育都差不多在这一些人的身上。
And the disciples who have been nurtured by these kind of religious leader, from very young age.
就好像佛教对中国影响很大，我们都会随口说出一些佛教有关的一些词语出来。
Just as the great influence of Buddhism in China.
对，就像我们说泥菩萨过江自身难保，这种都是差不多，都是从小学来的。
We heard a lot of sayings from a very young age.
然后法利赛人还有一个特别名词，他就是分别开来，就是把什么东西分开来，这个就是法利赛人。
The name of Pharisee literally means people who is separated.
那他们跟这个祭司又不合，你知不知道？
And they are against the priest actually.
因为祭司认为他这个圣殿是最大。
Because the priest thinks that the holy temple is the most great thing for them.
那法利赛人认为他们的犹太殿堂是最大的。
But the Pharisees think that their synagogue are the most holy place.
因为祭司认为上帝只在圣殿里面。
Because the priest thought God dwells in the temple only.
那法利赛人认为上帝无处不在，所以他们的圣殿还包括教学的那些，所以他们的法利赛人的那个法利赛人的会所，他们那个教导所是最高的地方。
But the Pharisee thought that God dwells in everywhere, like God is the omnipresent. So they think their synagogue is the more important than the temple.
所以耶稣最那个批评的就是这些人啊！你们他说第二圣经里面有讲说，你们这些假冒为善的文士跟法利赛人有祸了啊！因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓， 外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事情。
Therefore, Jesus criticized these people a lot, just as he said in Matthew 23, verse 27 through 28. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You're like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
然后他们跟文士两个，我看起来是狼狈为奸。
For me, the Pharisees and the scribes work together.
因为他们两个都很喜欢在文字上面做文章。
Because these two group of people, they really enjoy playing word games.
然后哪一项不适合就把它改一改。
They will yearly change the law.
然后简单的讲，他们废除了一条孝顺父母的规定。
Like they just abolished the law on providing for poor parents.
他们认为只要献祭就好了，奉献父母就不用。
For them.Everything's fine as long as you are offer sacrifice. You don't have to provide for your parents.
然后他们也曾废掉这个千禧年。
They also abrogate the requirements or the law on the year of Jubilee.
因为犹太人那个摩西五经里面有规定，每七个七年，四十九年的最后一年，第五十年，就是半个世纪，要休息一年。
As in Moses' law, it requires to take a break every 49 years, like the 50th year in the year of Jubilee.
那一年你要把所有那些借的土地啊，什么东西都还人家。
On that special year, you have to return all the properties you borrowed before to the original owner.
然后他们很怕到那一年还人家，他就没钱赚，所以他把那个废掉。好让最后的那几年还可以再借人家。
So they just cancel these requirements in order to make money, continually make money on that property.
好，就是简单的说，他们就是利用这些律法来辖制人家，对自己有利的他留下。
Put it simply, they just use the law to put a burden on people.
这是第二种人，然后第三种人是什么？
The third group is
我称作有钱人。
The rich people.
然后又有政治权力。
And who also possess political power.
你看他们身上穿金戴银的。
You can see they wear gold and silver.
就是让你们知道我有权，我有钱。
Just let people know that they are wealthy people.
我们叫做撒布该人。
These people were called the Sadducees.
他们这些人，我把他称作知识分子。
These people are well-educated people.
只相信眼前的，就是物质的，其他一切都不相信。
They believe in the things they can see.
他说没有复活，没有鬼魂，也没有天使。
They say that there was no resurrection and that there are neither angels nor spirits.
他们只注重现实的利益。
They really care. They only care about the interest of the reality.
你还记得他们曾经喊说，除了凯撒，我们没有王。
Do you remember that they shout that there is no king, except Caesar?
我把它称作一种所谓的政治权力的一些精英。
So they're just like the center of the political authority.
他们也掌管着整个耶路撒冷的这个。不要有暴动，最好没事。
They also care a lot about the peacefulness of the Jerusalem.
他们否定任何的得救论啊，最好弥赛亚也不要来。
They deny the doctrine of predestination, and they didn't expect the coming of Messiah.
然后他们也曾跟耶稣，你记不记得跟耶稣辩过那个？他们喜欢那个跟人家辩论。
They really love to argue with people.
他们曾经跟耶稣辩说，那个曾经有七个丈夫死后，哪一个是他的丈夫
？They they use a parable of a widow of seven husbands. They ask Jesus, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven?
他们就是找耶稣麻烦嘛，说这个寡妇她曾经有七个丈夫，那复活以后哪一个是她的丈夫？
They just want to argue with Jesus, for there was a widow who had seven husbands, but at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven?
那耶稣怎么回答呢？你们还记不记得？
Do you remember what did Jesus reply?
耶稣说复活的时候，人不娶也不嫁。
Jesus said, at the resurrection, people want a marriage or be put into marriage.
他们认为用他的政治权力去对付其他的国家，比弥赛亚来临还要重要。
They believed in exerting their political power to deal with other nations rather than waiting for the Messiah.
对，当然了，这个在耶路撒冷被毁的时候，这个团体就消失无踪了，因为反正他们是为了钱，为了政治。
And these people cease to exist after the destruction of the Holy Temple because these people only care about money and politics.
今天假如没有耶稣基督的事情，那个跟彼得这些事情，这其实这四种人天天都在吵架。
If it were not for Jesus' disciples proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus, these four group of people were fighting all the time.
这是第三种人，然后这四种人是很重要的。第四种人是什么？文士。
The fourth group is the teacher of the law.
他们原本可能出身比较贫穷，但是他们很聪明。
The scribes were born poor but intelligent.
他们整天就是在研究这个摩西五经。
They spend a lot of time learn the Pentateuch.
然后那个很多图片都讲，他们那时候走在街上的时候，他们的腰都会吊着一个调色盘，然后有笔盒，准备帮人家写字。
They carry with them palette and water bottle and boxes of reed pen.
在当时，这些人是很重要的，因为有文字记载的地方才有文化，才有历史。所以他们是很重要的。
At that time, those people were very important people because when there was documents for the society, there is.
所以现在我们从博物馆里面看到那些考古的东西，都是有文字记载的，才会有历史。所以这些文书是非常重要。
That's why we can see the history.
他们帮人家签署文件啊，签字啊。还有帮人家代书啊，这个全部都是靠他们。
They prepare documents for people and they record every kind of records for the business transaction.
当然，他们读摩西五经，在抄写这些摩西五经的时候，他们也会一字一撇都很认真，因为希伯来文少一点多一撇整个意思就不一样。
When they copied the scripture, they usually copy them with great cautions because the Hebrew has only consonant, so a word more or a letter more or less will usually turn into another word.
因为他们非常的聪明，所以他们的地位也越来越高。
Because they were very smart, so they have a very high position in the society.
以现在的话来讲，他们就是所谓的。我们常说的圣经学者
they were just like scholar of the scripture.
当然了，我说圣经学者不是说他们都不信上帝。
I'm not saying that they didn't believe in the Lord.
只是他们有时候重视他们手上所做的东西比上帝还重要。
Just because they pay more attention to what they were doing than God himself.
然后他们很小心，就是写错一撇，他会把那一个羊皮卷或是那一本书，整个都剪掉或者整本丢掉重写。
One single mistake will means that they will cut out the whole book.
很多时候，他们甚至写到上帝的时候，还要去沐浴，把笔洗一洗，重新再写那个字。
When they write down the words like God, they will.Take a shower first and wipe their pen piously.
所以中世纪那些修道院大概这种人很多。
So there were a lot of these kind of people in the Middle Age.
然后他们写上帝，其实上帝最早这个字叫做亚威，因为他们写到很敬畏，干脆把它改成耶和华。
At that time, the God, they mentioned God as the sovereign Lord. So.
这没有关系，这不容易。就是说他们就是用自己的意识，渐渐也在篡改这些文字上面的东西。
Actually, they're just interpreting the scripture according to their own understanding.
所以他们有了权威以后，其实他们跟法利赛人两个是最好的。
Actually, they were close to the Pharisees.
而且他们很喜欢，因为他们出身贫穷嘛，所以嘛，很多出身贫穷，所以他们很喜欢人家叫他老师。
As they were born poor, so they really enjoy the honor of the teacher.
就好像人家叫你邱牧师，你就轻飘飘。
Just like when people call me Pastor Chu, I feel really good.
所以耶稣曾劝他们这些门徒不要贪图老师的尊称。
That's why Jesus once warned his disciples not to covet the honor of the teacher.
因为他们可以自己篡改这些规条，然后他们可以不用遵守这个律法。
They actually just want to change the rule in order to be excused from obeying the law.
好，这四种人讲完了。你看，这四种人其实都是怎么样，为自己的利益着想。
Actually, you can see that those four group of people they pay attention to their own interests.
然后重视这个宗教上面的仪式。
They put emphasis on the religious rituals.
所以耶稣曾经对着他们说什么呢？你们这些蛇类、毒蛇之种，怎么能逃脱地狱的刑罚？
That's why Jesus said to them, "You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?"
所以你看，在这个里面，你看，反过来，你看看上面这一群人，都是这些。毒蛇之种类。
So those people are just a brood of vipers.
当然也不是全坏的，里面还有一些那个法利赛人的老师加马列，他们那些都还是不错的。
Of course, there were some good people in them.
好，现在说到中间这个人，彼得。
We were talking about the person standing in the middle.
我今天所找的方向是比较讲人，我们人性化的这一边。
So today my sermon is mainly on people's character today.
圣经里面你注意看这些人性很有意思的。
It's very interesting to observe people's character.
彼得我说他是一个爱讲话。
I think Peter was very talkative.
他还比较行动派。
He was a man of action.
热情。
Passionate.
冲动、急躁。
Impulsive and irritable.
然后又很重感情。
Affectionate.
自我为中心。
Self-centered.
但是他也很胆小。
But at the same time, he was coward.
至少我们都知道他三次不认主。
At least we know that he denied the Lord three times.
他有时候很自卑，因为他是乡下人。
Sometimes he was very humble because he was a countryman.
然后口音很重。
He has a strong accent.
就像我们一听到就知道他是从什么哪一省来的，那一种口音很重。
His accent will sell him out.
所以你想想看，他对着这一批那个豺狼虎豹，他哪来的胆子？
So you can imagine where did Peter get the nerve when he confronted this kind of influential people.
然后他怎么讲呢？第八节说，那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说：“市民的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他是怎么得了痊愈，你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人的得痊愈，是因你们所定的十字架。”所定十字架，神叫他从死里复活，拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
Verse 8 through 9 says, Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed.
今天我们谈的彼得的胆子是他为主做见证的胆子。
Today we are talking about the courage that Peter had for bearing witness for the Lord.
跟我们为了更好的生活或是赚钱啊逞凶斗勇那种胆子完全不一样。
There's nothing to do with the courage to making money.
就好像就是说这个胆子是从哪里来的，这个他们在好奇。
They were so curious that where did Peter get the nerve?
你知道胆一个人有没有胆，你从哪里看得出来吗？
How can you tell if a person is brave or is bold?
从眼睛看得出来。
You can tell through the person's eyes.
你没看那个拳击还没开打的时候，两个人你瞪我瞪你，其实就是在看对方谁怕谁。
Just like the boxing game when even before they began to fight, the two people just stare at each other.
因为从眼睛里面，一个有胆子的人不可能跟人家讲话，两只看地上，看东看西看，东飘西飘，啊，他很肯定的看着那个人对方。
A courageous person won't just look at the ground when he was facing someone.
他们以为吓吓这个彼得大概跪在那边啊，头都抬不起来了。没想到他的眼光炯炯有神，还对着他们讲了这么样简短的一个声明。
They thought they could scare Peter by this great trial, but they didn't expect that Peter has such courage to face them.
而且你想想看，可以变的哈，都不是真理，真理是不用变的。
As you all know that what is arguable is not truth, and truth needs no arguments.
他这四句话，他们就那四种人就变不出来。
These four group of people has had nothing to say after hearing what Peter said.
因为这个四十年差不多四十岁的这个瘸子是他们认识的，今天在他前面蹦蹦跳跳的，这个是没有什么东西好变。
Because they knew this lame beggar for a long time, and right now the lame beggar was just walking in front of them. There's nothing to say opposition.
我们今天在美国要信耶稣基督很容易，而且还拜托你半天，对不对？
Today is very easy for us to believe in Jesus in the United States.
一点都不要用到这个有没有胆子这一回事。
You do not need the courage to believe Jesus.
你只要今天到印度到那一些不准你传福音的国家，你要信的话，真是要有胆子。
But when it comes to the nations or countries just like India, you do need courage to believe in Jesus.
我们也知道，在基督徒多的地方，我们常常为圣经、为传福音讲得很大声。
When there are a lot of Christians, we can speak loud for the Lord.
然后到了没有基督徒的地方，到别的国家，我们的声音就不见了。
And we lost our voice when we came to a country where there's no Christian or very little amount of Christian there.
所以彼得跟保罗比起来，保罗比较有胆子。
So compared with Compared with Paul, Peter has great courage.
但是保罗从小就是一个天才儿童，他本来就很有胆子。
But Paul was a very talented kid.
彼得更不容易，因为他是个乡下。
But Peter is a countryman actually, so it's not easy for him to do that.
而且他们对拿撒勒，对，加利利这个地方本来就是个很偏远的一个乡下的地方，他们是看不起的。
People at that time look down upon the place like Galilee.
对，所以第十一、十二节他怎么说呢？这是本篇的 大部分的人都是用这两个在做奖章，就是第十一节，他是你们匠人所砌的石头，已成了房角的头块石头，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠的得救。
So it comes to the most important verses in the Bible here. Verse 11 through 12. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
当时你们看不起的一块石头，现在成了圣殿，盖圣殿的第一颗的标准的石头，房角石。
The stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone.
然后我们这一些因信称义的圣徒是他的活石。
And we are the living stone for the Lord.
所以在我来讲，就是只要有基督在，我们在一起就是一个教会。
When people gather together, we are a church.
我们都离开了这个教堂，只是个建筑物。
When we leave, the church is just a building.
这些活石靠着基督的房角石，我们到哪里都可以建立教会。
On Jesus the cornerstone, we can build church anywhere.
所以他知道他们看到耶稣基督复活，所以他们这些人命都不要。
Because they know Jesus really is raised from the dead, so they put their life in at risk.
看起来他们不要活命，其实他们是有了永生的生命。
Because he had the hope for eternal life.
好，来，我们一起来读一遍这一句。他是你们匠人所砌的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。所以我们是建立在这个头块石头上面。
Let us read together verse 11 in English. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone.
我们的个性看起来是比较像彼得，就是时强时弱，时强时弱。
We are just like Peter, and sometimes we were strong, and sometimes we were weak.
但是我们有时候也会掉入那四个派系里面。
Sometimes we fall into those four groups of people.
有时候我们太重视于那些规章条文，我们就把上帝的爱心给丢掉。
Sometimes we.Pay too much attention on the religious rituals that we forgot God's love.
我们相信同样一个有秩序的地方是怎么样的？一个是靠的很有自治的地方，大家互相的尊重，而变成一个很好的一个团体。
We hope we can respect one another in order to become a better community.
还有一个是很有秩序的地方是什么地方
？Another thing is
就是监狱。他把你管得死死的，大家都很乖。
In jail, everyone is obey the rules.
所以你看看他们是不是已经把神的国已经快要变成了像监狱一样
？As you can see, that these people turn God's the kingdom of God like a jail.
这绝不是上帝的本意。
It's not God's intention.
所以我们从彼得身上来看，就是说，在五旬节的前、五旬节后，彼得是一个大转变。
We can see there is a big change. There was a big change for Peter before the Pentecost and after the Pentecost.
我很喜欢看在那个电脑里面看那个圣经的考古的一些历史的东西。
I really enjoy look history through Bible.
然后我也喜欢用我。就是回到当时那个情景，不要用我们现在的角度去看当时，而是用当时的心态去看当时的情景。
And I usually put myself in their shoes to think the issues.
不要用我们现在说，我们现在到白宫我们都不怕那种心态。就是到那个。
It's very different for us as we would enter in the White House.
你可以想到当时的强者更强，然后弱者更弱。
At that time, the society is like that. The strong, the powerful people is more powerful, and the weak people is more weak.
有钱有权，几乎掌管所有的人民的这个生杀大权。
People has had great power to charge the whole society.
那彼得他们这一些门徒能够开始整个翻转过来，完全是耶稣基督的复活。
Why Peter had this great change? It's just because the resurrection of Jesus.
保罗也曾经叫提摩太要靠耶稣基督，靠主刚强壮胆。
Paul used to exhort Timothy to be strong through the Lord.
但是刚强壮胆的以前，你要先自己要求上帝对你的呼召。
You need to pray to the Lord for His calling to you before you can be strong.
彼得先被主耶稣叫他说：“你牧养我的羊。”
Jesus asked Peter to
to tend his sheep.
The reason why Peter could be courageous is that he received the call of Jesus and he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以你们记不记得这有一些运动员在得胜的时候说感谢上帝，被大家被所有的人开汽水，就是被喝倒彩，你们有看过吗？
Do you ever see when some athlete win, they praise the Lord and the people just despise their behavior?
就像那个网球那个张德培一样。
Just like the
网球名将张德培。
A famous athlete whose name is 张德培。
一个那个 tennis
tennis
player， 他你看他在那些还是基督教国家，他说感谢上帝，马上就被人家开气死，就是被人家喝倒彩。
When he prays the Lord, people just look upon his behavior.
所以你要知道那一个的感动，那一个的勇敢，不是我们平常能够做到的。
So you know, it's not a normal thing for us to have such kind of courage.
所以我今天讲这个，就是说我们要刚强壮胆，要靠主，但是你要先求神对你的呼召。
So today we are talking about the calling God has for you before you know how courageous you can.
看上帝给你什么样子的恩赐才能，你在什么地方能够为主做事做得最好。
You need to know God's calling and God's gift for you, then you will be able to serve the Lord better.
然后默默的、忠心的做，这就是讨主的喜悦。
You need to have a faithful heart to serve the Lord, and which is accepted by the Lord.
所以说到很快，我们的教会还缺少很多执事们，所以希望有人上来能够做执事。有一些可能时候到了也要下去。
We need more servants for our church. Our deacon boards need more brothers and sisters.
让我们自己去寻求主对你的旨意，每个人都不一样。
We need to seek the personal calling from the Lord.
好，我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，感谢你留下宝贵的圣经。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your